All right, Romans chapter 8, look at your Bible, look at verse number 5 with me. The Bible says in verse number 5, it says, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God." I want you to bow your head. Let's ask the Lord's blessing on his word. Father, thanks for letting us be in chapel today. Give us again what you'd have for us. Teach us. And Lord, help us again to take these thoughts from the word and apply them to our own lives. Lord, would you again bless the day as far as the school and then prepare us, Lord, for the ladies' retreat. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to look back at your Bible one more time. I want you to see something what the Bible's teaching here, and then we'll talk about it for just a few minutes. Verse number, let's just pick it up verse number 5 again. "For they that are after the flesh do," what's the next word? All right, "do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit," now it doesn't use the word mind, but it's kind of like an understood, that this, it says the things of the Spirit. So let's read it again, verse 5. "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit," and if I can include this, "do mind the things of the Spirit." That's the thought between first phrase and second phrase. In other words, the things I think about are the things I put into practice. If I think about fleshly things, I do fleshly things. If I put in spiritual things or think about spiritual things, I think I will do spiritual things. Look at verse number 6. "For to be carnally," the word carnally means to be fleshly, "to be carnally minded," what I'm thinking about, "is what?" All right, now that's not, and by the way, that can cause physical death, but it's also spiritual death. You're not going to grow as a Christian like you need to if you're thinking about fleshly things. Look what he says next. "But to be spiritually minded is what two things?" What's the two things?
Life and peace.
All right, life and peace. So in other words, if I think about spiritual things, then it's going to give me a good life, but it's going to give me a peaceful life. You know, sometimes people think that the peaceful life is not living the Christian life. And God says that's contrary. He says living the Christian life is what's going to give you peace. And look what he says next, all right? He says in verse number 7, "Because the carnal mind," that's the fleshly mind, "is enmity against God." What's the word enmity mean? Talk to me now. It means you're an enemy. God says that if you're thinking fleshly, you're the enemy of God. You want to be the enemy of God? Hey, there's a lot of Christians that are. They don't even think about it. You know why? Because what they're thinking about, their flesh, what they're thinking about is what's causing them to be at enmity to God. Look at the next thing here. Yeah, look at your Bible again, verse number 7. Thank you, Royal. Verse 7 says, "Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, but for it is not subject to the law of God." What is not subject to the law of God?
Carnal mind.
Carnal mind. What's the word carnal mean?
Fleshly.
Come on, young people. Get with the program now. Pay attention. What does the word carnal mean? Means the flesh. In other words, if I'm thinking about things that are sinful, worldly, fleshly, then God says that, yeah, I'm going to be enmity against God, and I can't be subject to the law of God. All right? And of course, it ends the verse, "neither indeed can be." All right, so a Christian that is putting in fleshly things into his life, they cannot put themselves in subject to spiritual things because they're not thinking spiritual. All right? You know, a person was talking about another person the other day. I don't know if it was a pastor I was talking to or what, but he was talking about how I cannot believe this fellow would do this particular thing that he had done. And I said, I was telling him, I said, sin causes a person not to think right. In other words, they don't see what they're doing is wrong. Because, you know why? Because as the Bible, let me read the verse again, how it says it there. He says in verse number 7, neither indeed can be, verse 7, right. He says, "Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be." In other words, it cannot think about or understand spiritual things while it's thinking about fleshly things. All right, now here's what I want you to catch this morning, all right? Now, I want to illustrate this way if you don't mind, okay? This is going to be you, all right? This is your mind right here, okay? Now, in your life, you can only fill up you so many ways. All right, Seth, come here. Stand here. Son of the whole. Hey, no, Matthew, you're cute. Come here. He's not cute. You're cute. Come here. All right. You're dumb, but you're cute. All right. Come here, buddy. All right. Hold that. Don't feel sorry for him. All right. Now watch. You only have. You know what? They can't see you. That's the problem. All right. Stand up here, son. Come here. Jump. Jump. All right. Stand there for a second. All right. So, this is you. Okay. You can only put inside of you so much. Now, young people, think for a second here. What's the Bible talking about here? He says that your mind is either putting in fleshly things or spiritual things. Is that what the Bible said? Yes or no? All right. So you're thinking one way or the other. All right. Now, you only have 24 hours in a day, and you only have so much space. Now, some of you have a lot of empty space. No, I'm just joking. But you have some space. Now, this is you in the Christian life. So what happens is throughout the day, you're going to put things in your mind. All right. Now, for some of you, it might be working. All righty. Some of you, it might be Bible reading. For some of you, it might be sports. It can be worldly music. It can be Christian fellowship. It can be Christian music. There's all of these different things that we can put into our life throughout the day. All right, and I'm just going to set these across the front here. And I want you to think about this morning about what you're thinking, about the mind, as far as, and what the thought this morning is this, is you are going to fill up your mind one way or the other. Hey, there's no way unless you're in a coma and you're under an anesthesia and you're just dead to the world, you are going to fill up your mind every day of your life, all right? And it's going to be either with fleshly things or spiritual things. And God says, I want to fill you up with spiritual things, and Satan wants to fill you up with fleshly things, because Satan knows that if your mind is thinking about fleshly things, who's going to be your enemy? God. So the devil knows that the best way to get you to be at odds with God is to get you to do what? Think about fleshly things or carnal things. So if the devil can get you to think about carnal things and fleshly things, then he's already put you at enmity against God. By the way, Paul here is talking to believers. He's not talking to lost people. He's trying to get us to understand the church at Rome that, hey, this is you, and you are either thinking about fleshly things that are carnal, or you're thinking about spiritual things that are going to help you. And it's one way or the other. Now, here's what you think about first this morning. There's only so much room in your life, all right, for the day. Just stand there for a second here. Let's just grab a couple of these, all right? So I'm going to put sleep in. I'm going to put internet surfing in. I'll put some worldly music in. I'll put a little bit of Bible reading in. Some Christian fellowship in. And some social media. Whoops, social media in. All right, now, I'm full. I can't get any more in. I have filled it up. Can I tell you, in your Christian life, every day of your life, you fill it up. Every day of your life. Right now, some of you are filling up, and the one you're filling up is sleep because your mind's asleep this morning. But every day, right now, you're filling it up with chapel. Right? You're putting a portion of your mind with chapel, the Word of God this morning. That's what you're supposed to, that's a good thing to put in, all right? But you're going to fill it up. Today you're going to fill it up. You're going to fill it up with carnal things. You're going to fill it up with spiritual things. But you will fill it up. I promise every person in here, you fill it up every day. And by the way, at the end of that day, it empties out. And you start tomorrow again fresh and new. And so this morning I want you to think about a couple things. First thing I want you to think about is this, is that you choose what you fill up with. You choose. Now, this morning, I only have probably, I don't know, 15, maybe 16. I don't remember how many I have up here this morning. But there's a whole lot more than these things that we have up here this morning for you to choose. But I want you to understand that you choose what you're going to put into your mind. Every one of you choose what you're going to put into your mind. Now, I will say this. Your parents have chosen to a degree what's going to be put in your mind because they put you in this Christian school. Now, I think one of them up here is schooling of some sort. I think it's somewhere on here. Is it on here somewhere? Left. School learning. Okay, so your parents have decided that one thing I want into your school mind, or what I want into your mind, is school, academics, math, English, science, Bible. They decided that they're going to make sure that portion. Now, to a degree, you still choose how much of that you put in by the way you think of what you're thinking about. Have you ever sat through a class before and thought about something completely different than what the teacher was talking about? All right, raise your hand, be honest. Okay, some of you have not, you're a liar, all right? But I want you to understand that your parents, to a degree, have chosen, but most of the time, the choice is really left up to you. And as far as this, you're going to come to school because you've been chosen to come to school, but can I tell you that you choose what you put in your mind? Remember what Joshua said? He says, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. But the first phrase, as for me, Joshua said, I'm going to choose who I'm going to serve, and who I'm going to serve is going to be based on who I think about. All of us have to make those choices in our life as far as choosing God. The psalmist said, I have chosen the way of truth. He said in Psalm 119, 173, I have chosen thy precepts. And I want to tell you something. It's all about choice about what you think about. Hey, We often say, where are you going to be 15 years from now? I can tell you where you're going to be 15 years from now. It's real simple. It's where, whatever you think about. In other words, if I put in fleshly things, then my life 15 years from now is going to be about the flesh. If I put in spiritual things 15 years from now, my life is going to be about the spirit. So what I have to do is I have to choose. And so today, I got up and I said, okay, well, listen, I'm going to go to school this morning, so I'm going to put some school learning in, and I'm going to see here. I'm going to read my Bible when I get up this morning, so I'm going to put some Bible reading in. You want to straighten those for me? And then I'm going to spend a little bit of time in prayer. Let's see here. Do I have prayer on here? That's playing. Oh, there's prayer. I'm going to spend some time praying. And then, listen, I'm going to spend some time playing today. All right? So I'll spend some time playing a little bit today. And, you know, I think I'll spend some time watching television. It's like blocks, son. How long does it take? Here. I'm going to watch some television today. I'm gonna play some video games today. How are we doing on filling this thing up? I got a couple more, huh? Worldly music. You look like one to listen to some worldly music. All right. I was gonna choose sports, but you're not sports, that's for sure. Let's see here. I think I might do some sleeping today. All right. Now I'm full. All right. And my day. But you know what? I choose what I'm gonna put in. You choose what you're gonna put in. You got up this morning and you chose what you were gonna think about by what you did today. All right, how many of you ate breakfast? Raise your hand. Did somebody force feed you, or did you choose to eat breakfast? You chose to, all right? How many of you read your Bible this morning? All right, good. All right, so you chose to do that, all right? So throughout the day today, I know to a degree, I know you're saying, well, Pastor, goodness, I would not choose English class. But your parents chose that, and what they're doing is they're choosing at this point in your life, they're choosing what's going to go in your mind. Now, when you get to be college, and once you get out of college, almost everything is about a choice on whether or not, what church you go to. Well, what does that to do with my mind? Because when I come to church, I'm seeing and hearing, and I'm putting into my mind. So I'm choosing, all right? So I want you to understand that we're going to fill up every day of our life, but we need to choose what we're going to fill up on, all right? Now, I want you to see something. Here's the second thing. You will fill your box with something. Now, I want you to notice now, new day, all righty? New day, all right? All right, so the next day comes along, and I'm going to choose what I'm going to put into my life. Now, I know what somebody thinks. Some of you think, well, Pastor, I'm not going to put anything in. I'm just going to leave. It's not a matter of is it carnal or is it fleshly. That's not true. Every day, something goes into your box. You can say, well, man, I know the devil wants to fill me up with wrong things, but I'm not going to put worldly music in, and I'm not going to put internet surfing in, and I'm not going to put social media in, and I'm not going to put wrong friends in. Wait a second here. You can do that, but I just want to tell you something. Your box can't stay empty. Now, I know we tease about you having an empty head, but that's not true. It's impossible to live life and nothing go into your mind. It's impossible. So you're being affected by what you see and hear, and it doesn't matter if it's a person, it doesn't matter if it's music, it doesn't matter if it's a billboard that I read, it doesn't matter if it's a church service and the preacher is preaching, it doesn't matter if it's me texting somebody. I'm constantly using my mind. It does not stay empty. So that's why, first of all, I have to choose what's going to go in my box or my mind, and then I'm going to fill it with something, so that's why it's important for me to choose. Now, here's what I want. This is really the key of the whole thought this morning, simply this. I want you to think for just a second. Turn over to Ephesians chapter 4. I want to show you a verse, and I want to show you something about your mind that God says is pretty interesting. In Ephesians chapter number 4, jump down to verse number 22. Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 22. All right? Ephesians 4, verse number 22, and here's what it says, okay? It says that ye, what's the next two words? Put off concerning the former conversation, that means behavior, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Think about that. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye, what's the next two words? Put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. All right, now, watch for a second here, young people. Some of you have put in a lot of television, all right? The reason I know you've put a lot of television, because every time I hear you talk, you're talking about movies. Some of you have put a lot of sleep in, you know, you sleep in 14 hours a day because you think you need it. Some of you, man alive, when it comes to video games, you just can't let them go, all right? So you spend a lot of time with video games, all right? I'm going to just pretend a little bit that, okay, you have at least a form of godliness. You're trying to do right, but your flesh, what you think about fleshly far outweighs what you think about spiritually. You're doing a great job. Here, let's put this one. So let's put some Bible reading in there, all right? You got that okay? You're going to slide that in there? All right, so Bible reading. You're going to have to do school learning, so we have that in there, all righty? But some of you really, YouTube is one of your favorite places to go because you want to find something new. When you get on YouTube, there's a lot of things you shouldn't see. But you try to spiritualize it so you look at things you shouldn't look at. Some of you like to get some exercise. You play some sports. So you put some sports in there. And then let's just put one more thing in here. Let's, I don't know if you want to put something spiritual. Let's just put working, all right? Some of you work a job or whatever, all right? Now watch for a second here. You're full, okay? But can I tell you something? You cannot just take the bad things out and leave that void. It's an impossibility. That's why he says in Ephesians chapter number 4 here, look at your Bible again, verse number 22. He says that you put off, and then in verse 24 that you put on. Look what he says in the next few verses though, verse 25. Wherefore putting away what? Speak every man truth. Look at verse 26. And be ye angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. In other words, get rid of the anger, have patience. Look at verse 28. Let him that steal no more, rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to what? All right, to give. All right, so here's what he's trying to say. Let me stop for a second here, okay? So he says, I want you to put off and put on, and he says, he's getting an illustration of put off lying, put on truth. Put off anger, put on patience. Put off stealing, put on giving. All right, you see? In fact, look a little farther. We'll go a little farther here. Look at verse 26. Let no what? Verse 29. Let no what? Corrupt communication. Proceed out of your mouth, but that which is what?
Good.
So he says, put off corrupt communication, put on good communication. Do you see what he's trying to illustrate here? Look at the next one. I think verse number 30. He says, but grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed on the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be what? All right, so put off, put away. Verse 32, but, or I should say and be ye what? All right, so I don't know if you're catching this or not. So Paul's trying to teach us here, okay? Watch for a second here. I've got, okay, is sports bad or good? It's nothing, I mean, depending on what kind of sport you're playing, if you're belly dancing, I wouldn't do that, but I would say sports is not a bad thing, okay? So let's do this, okay? You stand right there, that sports is a good thing, okay? No, you stay there. Come here and help me for a second here, and you come up here and help me for a second, okay? Just stand here over here. You stand on the right-hand side, you stand right here, son. Which one is this one? Nick, all right? Abigail, Bethany, Hannah, Joanna, Megan. Joanna. Abigail, Bethany. No, Abigail. I'm forgetting somebody.
It's Hannah.
It's Hannah? Okay, sorry. Forgive me. You're Nick, right? Okay, you don't care. All right, so sports, that's a good thing. All right, working, good or bad?
Good.
You're holding the good stuff. Internet surfing? That's not good. All right. School learning? Do not say bad. That's good, right? All right. Television? We're going to put it on the bad side because most of the time it is. All right. Bible reading? I hope you got that one figured out. Video games? Let's pretend this is excessive, all right? I wouldn't fault you if you want to play a video game here or there. But most people I meet do not play it here and there. They're excessive. But all right, so let's put this on the bad side, all right? Sleep. I'm going to put it on the good side, but usually it's excessive sleep, all right? So she's doing pretty good, all right? Now watch for a second here. You are going to fill up. So here's what a lot of people say. Well, man alive, I'm going to keep having some sleep. I'm going to keep reading my Bible. I'm going to keep learning in school. I'm going to keep working, and I'm going to keep having sports. And then what happens is this. They're not full. And I want to tell you what always happens. When you put off something, you have to put on something. Because if you don't put on something, the thing you put off, what's going to happen? It comes right back. So here's what the Bible's teaching us. He says, now listen, your mind is going to fill up. You have to replace the bad with the good. So I say to myself, okay, I spend X amount of hours playing video games. I spend X amount of hours watching television. I spend X amount of hours internet surfing. Watch now, don't lose me now. I have a void in my thinking of X amount of time, and it will fill up with something. So if I'm going to keep myself from going back to these, I have to go and find something to replace those three things. All right, I'm going to spend some time going out soul winning and witnessing. I'm going to spend some time with Christian fellowship with other brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm going to spend some time serving and helping others. Hey, once I get those things replaced, I'm full again. Young people, some of you get under conviction and you come down to the altar and say, God, please forgive me for this, this, and this. You go right back to your pew, and the very night and sometimes the next day, you go right back to that very thing. Look at me now. And it's because you will fill up. And when you take something out, you must put something in. You take something out, you must put something in. All right, so whatever that thing is in your life that you know you shouldn't be doing, that takes X amount of time, whether your parents know about it or not, okay, God, forgive me. And God does. If we confess our sins, he does. He forgives us for our sins. But you have to replace that with something. Put off the old man, put on the new man. Put off lying, put on truth. Put off stealing, put on giving. Put on corrupt communication, put on good. Apostle Paul made it pretty clear. God made it very clear that I have to replace my thinking. All right, young people, if you tomorrow morning, set those back up for me. All right, thank you. You too may be seated. Tomorrow morning, his mercies are new every morning. Tomorrow morning, I start fresh and new. Can you set these back up for me? Yeah. You're doing a good job. You're in another world. You're a good kid. All right. So, I can see you're not thinking. Okay. Hey. Tomorrow morning, empty. Today, you started off, all right? Now, think about what you've thought about just today, okay? You got out of bed, you had breakfast this morning, hopefully you read your Bible this morning, you got dressed for school this morning, you yelled at your brother or sister this morning, you came to school this morning, you got to school, you talked to your classmates this morning, you had a class this morning, you came to chapel this morning. Hey, can I tell you something? You have already begun to fill your mind, either with fleshly things or spiritual things. You know, thank you very much. You're doing a great job. Those are fine. All right, you got one right, all right? Good. Now, hey, I'm telling you that every day of your life, it's either flesh or spirit. You will choose what you put in. You can replace what you put in. You don't have to stay the same. You don't have to live the Christian life defeated. Well, I'm never going to be what I need to be, and I can't make it. I want to tell you how you make it. Whatever you take out, you replace it with something, all right? If you don't replace it with something, it's just going to come back. The Lord teaches that principle too, but again, it's very important. Now, one last thing I want you to think about, and that's this. Think about this for a second. In fact, I want you to look at one verse with me, and I'm almost done. Look at your Bible. Turn to Matthew chapter 12 with me. Matthew 12, look at verse 35. Matthew chapter 12, verse 35. One more thought. Carnal things, spiritual things. Look at Matthew 12, look at verse 35. A good man out of, Matthew 12, 35. A good man out of the good treasure of the what?
Heart
bringeth forth what kind of things?
Good things.
And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart, the evil treasure, bringeth forth what?
Evil.
All right. Now, young people, think about this. The last thing I want you to think about. All right. Let's pretend for a second here. I watch video games, I went to school, I'm on social media, I listen to Christian music, spent time playing today, spent some time in prayer today, spent much time sleeping, and I'll do sports. All right, now think for a second here. This is you. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth what?
Good things,
right? An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth what?
Evil things.
You can only give out what you put in. And the only things you put in is the things you think about. Hey, why did Solomon, the wisest person ever lived, say, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of the issues of life? Every decision of life comes from the heart. And what you put into your heart is the only thing you can give out. Hey, do you know why some of you, the only thing you can talk about are movies and video games? Because that's about all you think about. You know why some of you, it's hard to hold a spiritual conversation with you? Because you don't think about spiritual things. You know, it doesn't matter how young or how old you are. It doesn't matter if you're my age, Brother Miles' age. It doesn't matter if you're a young person this morning. You can only give out what you put in. You know, you want to have relationships as you get older. And you have friendship relationships. Sometimes you have girlfriend, boyfriend relationships as you get into that age of that age. And I'm not going to go there, but I'm just trying to say every relationship, pastoral member relationship, parent-child relationship. The only thing you can add to a relationship is what you put into you. That's the only thing. So that's why, to me, it is so important. I start a new day. I messed up yesterday. But I can pick and choose what I want to put in today. I'm going to get up this morning, and I'm going to make sure I spend some time reading my Bible this morning. When I get done reading my Bible, I'm going to spend some time in prayer this morning. If I'm you, I'm going to have some school learning put in this morning. All right? I've got chapel here. Hold that for me, son. I can throw things at you. All right? Now, I can choose to put video games in today. Young people, listen to me. After you get done playing a video game and you've done an hour worth of video game, what do you have? Not much. Alrighty? So I don't want to waste my time playing a video game. Social media, if I need to talk to somebody, I can call them. I don't have to put something on social media so 1,000 people know what I ate for lunch today. That's foolishness. Alrighty? So I don't need to put social media. Sports, bodily exercise profiteth little. What the Bible's saying is that bodily exercise profiteth for a little time. So at the time of my life right now, there's nothing wrong with exercise that can help me. So we'll put some sports in. I'm not going to put the word sleep in because I'm really referring to excessive sleep. You know how much sleep your body needs, so I don't want to get excessive sleep. Playing, you know, Jesus told his disciples, come apart. I think he said come apart and rest a while or come apart. We used to use the statement, come apart before you come apart. There's nothing wrong with playing. You know, it's not a sin to relax and have some recreation. Now, if you're doing it excessively, it's like video games, all right? So I'm going to pick and choose what I want to put in. Christian music, all right? There's some of you in here, I know God makes us all differently, that are really attached to contemporary. I don't think you're attached to rock music, but you really lean toward the left on your music, okay? I want to tell you something. You got to be careful on that kind of stuff. It takes you a wrong direction. And I want to make sure that what I'm thinking about is spiritual things, not fleshly things. Hey, if the kind of music you are listening to is all about making you feel good, then it's probably the wrong kind of music. All right? You want to make sure that your music is uplifting to you spiritually. Witnessing. Now, I almost put the word ministry on this. I need an X amount of time of ministry because it helps my thinking. All right? Whether it's going soul winning, running a bus route or whether. So I want to put some ministry in there. Helping others. Hey, listen, that ought to be a regular thing. A regular thing. You know, I was talking to the high school. Here, there's another one for you. Helping others. I told the college yesterday, Brother Dawson, Mrs. Dawson, it's a thank you is what this is. She sent me a thank you and sent me this picture. But when I opened that picture up, it was the same time I was filling things in my journal and I saw several pictures of Brother Dawson. And they were from five years ago. And it really made me think, what would I have done different with him if I would have known he was going to die? You know, for the time being in my life, I carry this picture with me now in my Bible all the time. Because it reminds me how short my time is with people. Now, young people, I want to tell you, helping others get your outlook to where I'm not thinking about what people can do for me, what I can do for somebody else. Hey, it's all about what you're thinking. And again, we go back to you can only give out what you put in. I got any more room in my box here? I got to fill it up. Christian fellowship. Hey, I don't know what you guys do after school, but I want to tell you something. I would not make your best friends lost people. It's only going to hurt you. And then let's just go ahead and put one more thing on here. Working. Working's a good thing, not a bad thing. You full?
Yeah.
You did a good job. You look like you're full. Hey, you're full right now, but you're going to fill up the rest of the day. You only have so much room. It's called time. You know, isn't it interesting? Almost every other day I stop at a gas station. And I pull in. And I pick this little nozzle. I put it in my car. And I fill it up with gas. But for some reason, 2 or 3 days later, I have to go back to another gas station. And I have to fill it up with gas again. Isn't it interesting that my wife does the grocery shopping. But we go to a grocery store. and we take that little cart around the grocery store and we go from aisle to aisle and we fill up that grocery cart. We pay for the food and go home. And a week later, we go back to the same grocery store. We take that grocery cart and we fill it up again. You know why? Because a car runs on gasoline and that gasoline gets used and then you have to put more in it. Why do we go to a grocery store again and again? Because that food gets used and then we have to go back and get more. Hey, can I tell you something? Your mind is the same way. Every day of your life, you're thinking about fleshly things or spiritual things. And you can only give out what you put in. And you can replace the bad stuff and put good things in. And then you can choose whether or not you think about and what you think about. Hey, young person, from the youngest to the oldest, I want to tell you, I have the same battles you have. I have to choose what I put into this thing right here. Hey, I never get into my car and just turn the radio on to listen to whatever comes across it. I never. You know why? Because I'm going to choose what I think about. Every time I go to a hotel, if I'm at a meeting or if I'm traveling, every time I go to a hotel, and always when I'm by myself, I never turn a TV on unless my wife is with me. So when I go to a hotel, I never, ever turn a television on when I'm by myself, ever. When I was younger, I would go into a hotel room, and I would put a coat over the screen of the television so I didn't even have to look at it. I don't do that anymore, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to just let whatever come into my mind. I'm going to choose what comes into my mind. Hey, you've got to do the same thing. And you're going to have to be picky about what you choose to put in your mind because what you put in is what's going to come out. I want you to bow your head and close your eyes for just a moment this morning. Fill it up. Satan wants to fill it up. The Lord wants to fill it up. You have to choose which one.